I popped into a garden centre the other day. Who doesn't love a good garden centre? Just for one thing. I was in quite a hurry, so I just wanted to whiz round and then get home quickly. I got to the till and my heart sank. In front of me was a lady who seemed to be buying everything. Pots, compost plants, watering cans, spades, you name it, she had it in her trolley. I was going to be late. But to my joy, the lady looked round and she said, "You go first, you've only got one thing." I was so happy and grateful to that lady for being so kind. She didn't have to. She was at the till first. It was her turn. You see, sometimes we don't realise how important something small can be. And sometimes we think we're just a small person, or we're just one person, and we can't make a difference. But that's not true. So in our reading today, we find Jesus talking to his group of friends and some other people who just happened to be hanging around there listening to him. He's telling them how much God loves to use tiny things to make a massive difference. So let's have a look at what he was saying, because he wants us to hear that special news today too. I've got a packet of mustard seed here. Jesus said, "A man planted these in his field." Well, they are tiny seeds. I think they're so tiny that our cameras won't be able to pick them up. So I'm going to put them down there. I planted some last week. This has been the most stressful thing of the last couple of weeks. Because I've been growing them in batches in case they died, or in case they went over by the time when we came to do this talk. So, these are the first ones I planted. They're looking a little bit leggy now, and I'm not sure how much higher they're going to go, and they might just wilt and die after that. This is the next batch. They're just about right. They've just come up quite nicely. So I'm going to put those back. Jesus is saying, this tiny seed, it's the smallest seed, but if you put it in the ground and you water it, it grows and grows and grows until it's so big it's a tree. Well, looking at my old one, I'm not sure that's going to get to tree shape before it dies. But Jesus said it gets so big and strong that birds fly to it and they shelter under it and they make nests in its branches. Now for the gardeners amongst you, or just the general knowledge buffs, the mustard seed isn't actually the smallest seed there was. And even in the Palestinian black mustard, which is what Jesus was talking about, doesn't apparently grow tree-sized. So why did Jesus say this? Well, it's a little bit like us saying, somebody saying, "Oh, he's as tall as a house," when someone's had a growing spurt. Or, "I could eat a horse, I'm so hungry." Jesus often uses exaggeration like this to make sure that his listeners really get what he's trying to say and remember the important things he wants them to know. The important thing here was tiny things can make a very big difference. And then Jesus got on to talking about baking bread. You'll be glad to know I'm not going to do an experiment and try and bake bread in front of you. That would be very dodgy. What Jesus said was that a lady began to bake bread. Where Jesus grew up, it was very hot and very dry. Food didn't keep well, and they didn't have fridges. So the women had to get up early to bake bread in the morning every day so that the family would have fresh bread. Let's see what baking bread was like. Let's watch one of the women. So first of all, she takes some flour and some water and some salt. and she mixes it together in a big bowl. But oh dear, she's nearly forgotten something very important. If she doesn't put this in the bread, it will turn out very flat and hard, a bit like a cream cracker. Instead of the white squidgy bread that we all like to eat, what has she forgotten to put in? Who was listening to our reading? What did she forget to put in?
Yeast.
Yeast, well done, Johnny. Yeast. Yeast is very small. Smaller than the mustard seed. There's lots of it. You can get lots of different packets. This actually says it's for speedy yeast, so this one must act very fast. Yeast is very small, and it doesn't look like very much at all. So she takes a tiny spoonful of yeast, and she puts that into the dough. And then she swatches and waits. Slowly, the tiny spoonful of yeast gets to work. It starts to ripple, and then bubble and stretch. And the lady watches as the whole batch of dough in the bowl puffs up really big and fluffy. That tiny bit of yeast that she put in changes the whole bread. Of course, she would also bake it. And then it would look something like this. Instead of this. That's the difference that yeast makes. Jesus uses these two stories to explain that God's kingdom works like a mustard seed or yeast. It starts very tiny and grows into something big and amazing. We're going to be looking over the summer at the way Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. That's the same thing, the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes he talks about the kingdom of heaven, sometimes he talks about the kingdom of God, but it's the same thing. It depends who he's talking to at the time. When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, he means God's plan for making the world good. The way that God intends us to live with each other, where God is in charge. Somebody said the kingdom of heaven was where God is king, and that's exactly right. And it's where things are the way God intends them to be. The kingdom of God starts by Jesus telling his special friends, the disciples, and then they tell their friends and other people, and they tell other people and their friends. So it started with Jesus telling his friends the way God wanted them to live. And then they passed that on to other people, and it spread all over the world, and we are now learning about it today in England in 2026. Except that today, there are not just 12 of Jesus' friends talking about the kingdom of heaven, but 2.4 billion people. Who knows how many noughts there are in a billion? Anybody know how many noughts there are in a billion?
12.
Pardon?
12 zeros in a billion.
Sorry?
There's 12 zeros.
You think there are 12 zeros. Okay, I think there are 9 zeros. Anybody a mathematician in here? Okay. There are 2.4 billion people who are excited to be following Jesus and wanting to live the way God wants. 2.4 billion people who know God's love. But that's only about a third of the people who live in the world. That's only a third of the global population. So we're not there yet. One day we believe the whole world will be full of God's love. One day there will be no sadness, no hurting, no unfairness. There are still lots of people who haven't heard about God's kingdom. But we here at All Saints this morning are part of this kingdom of God. We are part of helping God's kingdom to grow now. You see, none of us is too small or not important enough to help God's kingdom to grow. Just like that one kind thing the lady in the garden centre did for me, we can all do little things for God. God often sends his Holy Spirit to help us to see ways where we can help God's kingdom to grow by the way that we're treating other people. When we are kind and others are mean. When we forgive when others want revenge. When we help someone. When we share what we have. All those things and lots more are the small mustard seeds which help God's kingdom to grow. Other people notice and they might ask us to tell them about God and why we are living his way. Because that's what life looks like when God's in charge. And if we live in God's kingdom now, just like the birds sheltered in the mustard trees for protection, we know that being in God's kingdom is a safe and happy place to be because we are there, loved and cherished by God. You see, it's God's plan for his kingdom to grow, and his plan is for everybody to be part of his kingdom if they want to be. The other thing about mustard, gardeners and general knowledge buffs, the other thing about mustard is that it's described as invasive. It's very persistent. It grows even where people don't want it to, and it gets everywhere. It used to be illegal in Palestine to plant mustard in the city, and you had to plant it away from other people's crops. So even if people around us are doing their own thing, and they don't seem to be aware of God, we are those little seeds and bits of yeast that are working quietly and persistently and keeping on, listening to God's prompting to bring the kingdom of God to our homes, and our school, and our workplaces, and our society, and our world. So this week, let's be that mustard seed and that yeast, and let's help God's kingdom to grow wherever we go and however we can. Amen.